Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's. How are you today? I trust your day is going well, and I just trust that you're all being blessed and many good things happening to you. And I trust them also that whatever you're going through today, just remember that God is always there. You can call upon Him at any time of the day or of the night. Today we go into the 8th Beatitude, which is from Matthew chapter 5. We go to verse number 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, when usually we think about persecution, say, sometimes that I might be killed or I might die, but persecution comes in more ways than one. And you become into the physical where you might lose life. It's happening in many countries now. Look what's over in Iran and Pakistan and even Africa. Many Christians have been killed because of their faith. Now you have the other persecution too, for doing what's right. And what I mean by that is doing the right thing in the face of everything, in the face of wrong. Give you an example, say like you decide not to partake in a scheme to defraud investors. Everybody's telling you to, come on, what's the hurry? You say, no, it's not the right thing to do. And people may give you a hard time. When you stand up for what's right, you're going to get some pushback. You get pushback. In a lot of cases, you do get some pushback. It happens all the time. What you need to remember is that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against powers of darkness and evil. It's a different type of fight. And then the way back to it, with God. Now, another point I didn't mention is that sometimes we say, blessed are those who are persecuted. Sometimes, for righteous sake, it's left out. Well, if you're doing wrong, you're persecuted, it's pretty much that you're basically kind of getting what you deserve or what you reap. So it's you should a person who's doing that because they're doing wrong, they shouldn't be surprised at what happens to them. It kinda goes back on the blessing of the poor in spirit. Back in verse 3, some will say, well, blessed are the poor. Poor, they're blessed are the poor. That's one thing. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It's quite enough. Don't get the idea that I said God doesn't bless the poor. There's many people God has blessed. They don't have a lot of earth's material wealth, but God has blessed them. Because, a lot of them, some are doing the right thing. They're doing right. Righteousness. back to, you know, you come to blessed are those who are persecuted, meaning for righteousness. That's a different, yeah, there's a lot of different light on that. Getting back to righteousness. Okay, what is righteousness? Okay, righteousness has a person who's, he's made a decision to live for God, to do what's right. Like, in the face of all the evil that's around. It's not often easy. It's not always easy. But you made up your mind you're going to do that. One other thing is when you stand up against evil. There are examples of people who are standing up to a lot of the evil things. We look at people, you know, there's people who want to take up people's security or Medicaid or Medicare away, or, you know, or take away their pensions. And that's happened quite a bit. You know, there's a lot of waste. You know, you see a lot of waste. And people speaking to that. People are speaking up to, beginning to speak up to anything. You know, look at the people speaking up about the environment. People speaking up about all the wars and needless waste and all the corruption. And in Christian, you know, you stand up. You know, when you stand up for righteousness, you know, there's always going to be some pushback. Why? Well, I mentioned earlier that you'll be fighting against the principalities of this age. You know, there's a lot of evil in the world. You know, look at what Jesus went up against. You know, when he brought something, all the pushback he got back from the religious, from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Look at all the pushback he got. Why? Because he was showing people a different way. He was doing what was right. And he was exposing what evil was. And when you expose the evil, people fight back. They'll fight back tooth and nail. You know, one thing it does demonstrate is that when you get all pushback, you know, it means that the kingdom of God is having an effect. And, you know, when you, I've always said that, you know, if everybody's hollering, you're doing the right thing, and everybody's hollering and screaming at you, then you're having an effect. No, you're having a fact. You know, you're not getting a lot of negative response for those who are against you, but you may be encouraging somebody else. Maybe somebody else is, you know, being a Christian, or maybe they're struggling. It's something to think about. You know, you have an effective way. Negative. When people stand, one thing I know is people, when people stand up for something, you know, people take note, others will take notice. Now, of course, it depends on what you stand up for. To the, we look at the second part of verse 10, where there is the kingdom of heaven. I look at many people who have suffered greatly, and who suffer greatly for righteousness, and they've gotten the God reward. Look at all the apostles. You know, look at Paul, look at Jesus, look at many people today. And then look at many of the missionaries who've given of their lives. You know, look at during the communist era, look at many Christians who were persecuted, and yet they endured. You know, we can possibly look in our own life. But we're standing up for something, no righteousness, and we're getting persecuted. You know, you notice it more now. People are standing up. I look at my who are standing up to all the waist with the, not only the, you know, with the economy, with the environment. You know, one of the big issues with LGBT, that's lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer. You know, people are doing everything to prevent them from being having the same rights that they have, that everybody else should have. And get back to that point, you know, what gives someone a right to tell you, to say that you're not worthy? I could speak a whole lesson on that, and that could be for another day. But getting back to the persecution, okay, you standing up for right. You know, when you stand up for right, don't be discouraged, because God will give you a reward. To 1 Peter 3, go to verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to prayer. You know, God's, you know, that's when we go to God, you know, God, we pray to God, you know, God will help us in the time that we need. Verse 13 says, now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But if you suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. So that's like an encouragement. Don't be fearful and intimidated, because, you know, in due time, those who do evil will receive their reward also. And it's, you know, this is also a word of encouragement to all those who are doing right. You know, it's not so much that you see the results, it's so much you're doing right. You know, doing right by God. You know, and others will see. In due time, others will see. And, you know, one other thing is to rejoice. You know, people doing wrong, you're doing right, rejoice. Because In the end, righteousness wins out all the time. You know, when you do the right thing, righteousness will win out every time. And what it does, exposes all evil, righteousness exposes the evil and the darkness. And which side would you rather? Would you want to be on the side that one day, you know, when all the evil is exposed, would you want to be on that side? You want to be on the side of righteousness. And I just do with this. I just do with this word today. Is, you know, let me read this one time. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for this is the kingdom of heaven. You know, don't be intimidated. Don't be fearful. God will take away that fear. And I'm sure many of you face that even now. You know, but trust in God. You know, trust in Him. Give Him. You know, let Him work in your life. And you know, God will give you the boldness and the courage. And once again, I want to thank you for joining today, during this lesson today. And I trust that it helps you out some. And if you have any questions, you can go to my site on Facebook.com. It's /Jenny.Rose. And I'm open to any kind of question that you may have. And I look forward to being with you once again the next time. I'd like to thank you and have a blessed day.